How much testosterone should I take? A definitive guide. When starting testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, for low testosterone, the amount and frequency of your testosterone intake can affect the effectiveness of the treatment. Considering many factors, your doctor usually decides on the best amount for you. But it's good to know about these factors to understand why your doctor chose a specific dosage and ensure you're getting the right amount to achieve your health goals. This article will examine what your doctor thinks about when deciding your testosterone dosage. We'll also discuss whether it's time to change your dose as you continue the treatment. Things to consider when providing a testosterone dosage. When a doctor prescribes testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, they need to consider a few essential factors to decide the proper dosage for a patient. These factors include the person's age, overall health, symptoms, and severity of testosterone deficiency. Typically, a healthy testosterone level for a man ranges from 300 ng/dL to 1000 TUS/ng/dL. However, as men age, their testosterone levels naturally drop. This decrease makes it more likely for their levels to fall below 300 ng/dL, leading to testosterone deficiency. One crucial aspect doctors look at is your bioavailable testosterone, the amount of testosterone that's free to move through your bloodstream and interact with your body's tissues. For older men, the amount of bioavailable testosterone decreases by about 2-3% each year, which means their overall testosterone levels drop too, increasing the chance of experiencing symptoms of low testosterone. Usually, doctors will test your bioavailable testosterone levels with a blood test. Based on the results, they'll determine how much testosterone you need to bring your levels back to normal. Before setting up a TRT plan, doctors will also consider other factors such as your lifestyle and eating habits, your body mass index, BMI, how long you'll need the treatment, what do you hope to achieve with the therapy, how comfortable you are with the prescribed dosage. Ensuring that a patient is comfortable with their chosen method of receiving testosterone is crucial. There are several ways to take testosterone, such as gels, patches, and pellets. However, injections are often seen as the most effective method for testosterone treatment. The most commonly used injectable testosterone medications in TRT are testosterone cypionate, also known as depotestosterone, and testosterone enanthate. Doctors usually aim to keep your testosterone levels within the range of 400-600 ng/dL with these medications. These injectable options have a half-life of about 7-8 days. This means that to keep your testosterone levels stable and within the right range, most doctors recommend taking 200 mg per ml every 7 days. What is the safest testosterone dosage? The safest dose of testosterone for you will largely depend on your specific health condition, the type of testosterone medication being used, and how your body reacts to the treatment. For conditions like hypogonadism or low testosterone levels, the usual dosage of testosterone cypionate in testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, can vary from 100-200 mg per injection. Many doctors start their patients on a lower dose of testosterone, typically between 50 and 75 mg, to let the body get used to the medication. They then gradually increase the dosage each week. However, it's common for the initial dose at the start of treatment to be around 75 mg. How often testosterone should I inject? The best approach to your treatment will also depend on how your body reacts and what your doctor suggests. Many doctors begin by giving patients testosterone injections once a week, letting their bodies get used to the treatment gradually. If you respond well to the testosterone injections, your doctor might suggest increasing the frequency to twice a week. There are several benefits to this method. It helps keep your testosterone levels steady throughout the week, reduces the chance of side effects, and prevents a significant increase in your red blood cell count. Keeping your red blood cell count in check is crucial, as it can lower the risk of developing high blood pressure and reduce the chances of having a heart attack or stroke. Identifying when a testosterone dosage isn't right for you. Several signs might suggest your testosterone dose isn't right for you. It's important to tell your doctor if you start noticing any of the following issues. Adverse effects. If you start experiencing negative side effects like acne, hair loss, mood swings, or problems sleeping, it could mean your testosterone dosage is either too high or too low. Sometimes these side effects might be temporary and improve over time or with a dosage adjustment. However, you should talk to your healthcare provider if the side effects are ongoing or severe. Lack of improvement in symptoms. If you're taking testosterone for conditions like hypogonadism or low libido, but don't see any improvement, it might mean your current dose isn't effective. In such cases, your doctor might need to change your dosage or explore other treatment options to help manage your condition and achieve better results. Emotional changes. Experiencing changes in your mood, such as becoming easily irritable, anxious, or depressed, could be a sign that your testosterone dosage is hurting you. However, it's important to remember that other factors could also cause these emotional changes, so discussing them with your healthcare provider is crucial to figuring out the exact cause. When it's time to adjust your dosage, as your treatment continues, your doctor will keep an eye on your testosterone levels and also check if your estrogen levels are getting too high after your injection. Typically, your testosterone hits its highest point in the first 2 or 3 days following treatment, with your estrogen levels peaking about a day after that. Unfortunately, high estrogen can boost your levels of sex hormone-binding globulin, which in turn can lower your free testosterone levels and make it more challenging to improve your low testosterone situation. If you start experiencing adverse side effects, or if it seems like your symptoms aren't getting any better, your doctor might change your dosage from time to time during treatment. This is done to find the most effective TRT dose to resolve these issues. If you're facing challenges with your testosterone treatment, we can help. They offer expert guidance and support to adjust your dosage and manage your hormone levels effectively.